What's up, boys and girls? Steve Barton here. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. And if you're from across the pond and don't celebrate, then I hope you had a good weekend. All right, we're going to go into Monday market moves here. I'm going to share my screen and we will take a look at the S&P 500. All right, still grinding up a little bit, just kind of kissing that 200-day moving average. I expect that over the next month and a half or so, we're gonna grind down, passing 35, passing 3,300 and grinding lower. In the next short term, we could have, maybe 4,100 on the S&P. There's been a lot of talk in the mainstream markets about that the bear market rally or the bear market is over and we're off to the races. S&P is going to, 5,000. Which makes me believe the exact opposite. So usually whatever a lot of people are saying, if you take the other side, you're probably correct. So I anticipate that the general market S&P is going to be trending downward. So if we did get in down around here when we started talking about at 3,600, I would be taking profits off the table. You got some stocks that you've been in for a long time. You've probably seen a rally in them simply because the broad market has been moving up. Might be some time to take that profit off the table. All right, our bet of the week last week was the Sprott Physical Uranium Trust. If you wanted to leverage that, you could have done that with URNM. Sprott Physical Uranium Trust is still an amazing buy. Their discount is almost 10% now, so you give them $100. To buy $100 worth of uranium only costs you 90 right now. So it's a 10% discount just about. Still a great, great buy. If you didn't get some last week, I would get some this week. If you got some last week, not a bad bet again this week, an even better one. I leveraged that with URNM. I got two bets in within about 15 minutes apart. I was hoping to get it around $65 and I was ecstatic when I got it at $63.99 and $63.22. So sneaked in two bets there under $64. Still a good buy. It looks like it's probably going to be pushing up a little bit. Maybe we'll even hit that 200-day moving average around $70. But I like that one a lot. If it goes back down below 65, fire again. Okay, how is our bet working out with JDST? All right. A stop loss in here of $8. If it gets down below $8, I was just straight up wrong. Gold, let me go over to the gold chart and then you can see what I'm looking at. Okay, so here's gold. That purple line's the 200-day moving average. We were trending down and then we hit a little bit of a bump here. So our main support levels here are 1750. We're at 1754 as of the market closing on Friday. 1754 support line is at 1750 and then again at 1700. So I anticipate this next week we'll be trading above 1700 and probably below this 200-day moving average somewhere around 1775 or 1780, something like that. Silver is kind of pushing sideways here. I anticipate we're probably, I kind of hope we get down to like 19. That would make some of these junior silver miners I've been looking at really cheap. Like Silvercrest, but I anticipate that silver is probably going to stay above this 200-day moving average, which would make it about price right now is around $20.50. Price closed at $21.27, so I anticipate we'll stay above the 200-day moving average and probably grind sideways for a little while. TLT bet. We made that bet a while ago. And again, we're not holding this bond for 20 years. We're trying to catch a trade with it. And bonds are kind of interesting because they kind of sniff out what the Fed does before they do it, kind of like gold does. And I was hoping that the them sniffing this out would have been right around here. Maybe we'll push this down a little bit once yields get even higher when the Fed raises next month. And then when they raise again in the beginning of next year. But we got one bet in here. Haven't placed another one yet. I'm kind of waiting to see what happens when the Fed raises rates again. And, you know, maybe this will get even lower and we'll get it cheaper. But small trade right here, this is more of a gamble than anything else of holding this bond for 20 years. Generally speaking, I think the energy markets are probably going to take a hit in December. About one out of four mutual funds has got to balance their books in December. The only thing that I can imagine that they got to be up on for this last little bit is energy stocks, which would mean they probably have to kind of sell some of those to rebalance their portfolio. So I expect energy stocks to take a little bit of a hit. Oil's down about $20 or so. Energy generally follows that a short time later. So that's what I see coming. As far as any bets for this week, the only thing I see is the Sprott Physical Uranium Trust. And if you want to leverage that, maybe do URNM or URA. All right. I hope you guys got something out of this. Please like and subscribe, and I will talk to you next time.